Snap Studios. Witches, ghosts, demons, vampira, the Fae. You may think you know the creatures born of the veil, but some would rather you didn't know them at all. You're listening to Spook. Stay tuned. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. From KQED and PRX, you've crossed over to Spooked. As a child, at our family Bible study, my mother tells me that names hold power. She says that once you know the name of something, you can call upon its power. That's why you need to know the book, she says, pointing to her testament. All you have to do is shout his name when in the dark time. When facing the dark times, there are lots of names to call. So many names, and sometimes I forget which is which. My name is Glenn Washington. You should know that in the Dark Valley, some names work better than others. Spook starts now. Spooksters, you recognize that on The Spooked, we spare no expense. If we sense a story that needs telling, but it takes place on the other side of the world, well, the other side of the world we go. So I ask you, put on your warmest mittens and your thickest coat. We're taking the slow train to Moscow.
My name is Nikita. My last name is Zuyenko. I grew up in Moscow. I was born and raised here.
Nikita lived with his mother and his sister, who was about 4 years old at the time, in an apartment in central Moscow.
This apartment was really the center of our family until my grandmother's death. And we inherited it after she died. We decided to just shift furniture around in my mother's room itself. She was in the same room with my sister. They were sleeping together. It was a very tight bond there. I guess not enough space for both. Into the place where the bed was initially, we placed our closet. And we moved the bed from one wall and to the other one that's opposite to the entrance to the room. And we dragged in one of the bigger chairs.
So that night, after he and his mom finished rearranging the master bedroom, Nikita was sitting in the living room. It was late, and his mom and sister had already gone to bed.
I was watching something on TV. And I hear a yelp. It's like this sharp but very short-lived scream. I get up and I hurry there. I look inside their room and I see my mother just hugging my sister. And I ask, well, what happened? And my mother looks at me and she says, my sister told my mother she saw a snake at the feet of her bed. I think that was the first time I saw my sisters really scared. I think that's the first time I really saw fear on her face, and that's kind of bad. Just overall, I feel like this was like this realization that there's this little kid, very innocent, and something bad happened to her, and I really struck something inside. After I just go back to bed, and the next day was like it always was, nothing special, nothing new. Didn't seem like anything happened.
Nikita put the incident out of his mind. His mom put his sister down to sleep, and he spent the evening on the couch watching YouTube videos on his laptop. At some point, he drifted off.
I was sleeping. Wake up because of that yelp. I felt like this rush of adrenaline and I run there and I look into my sister's room once again. My sister screams that there is a snake at the feet of the bed and she was terrified and she was really screaming this out.
Nikita didn't see a snake in the room and neither did his mom. But it didn't seem like his sister was dreaming. She was definitely fully awake, and she was certain she'd seen a big snake slithering across the floor.
After that, we woke up every night during around 12 or 1 o'clock at night. Because my sister was screaming. She was screaming every single time. It was not like a continuous scream. It was a yelp. It was a sudden realization that there is a snake there. It was just... That was at the end of the first week that I started to actually wonder if there is something more to it.
So Nikita started reaching out and asking friends, and then friends of friends. Have you ever heard of this? A snake in your bedroom? But like, not a real snake, but maybe a snake specter or a shapeshifter?
I always got the same kind of an answer to my questions, to my frustrations and everything. Like, do you believe in Jesus? What about God? Did you try to buy holy water or call for the help from the local church or, well, anything like this? And in my head, no matter what I do with the church, it would not have any result unless I have faith in it. I did not have that faith. And people just gave their opinions. That was actually rather disturbing, because for the most part, I was told that it was spirit of maybe my grandparents, the most loving people I ever knew, that were coming back and trying to threaten the family, which was ridiculous in my opinion.
Nikita's sister was still waking up every night, screaming about the snake in her room. So he took refuge in his work. He was a clerk doing inventory at a stationery shop.
I was working in the basement, in the storage unit. And it was the worst job of my life, because I had to literally fight off rats with an iron rod.
One day, Nikita was in the break room with his two closest co-workers, eating lunch.
And we were talking about basically everything. Mostly about the rats. And I did not feel like talking about the rats anymore for once. And I decided to speak up about the situation at home. And we were eating at that point, and I was telling them the story, and they just continued eating. They were just, okay, they shrugged it off. And then when I stopped talking, they would say, they look at me and they say, yeah, that's domovoy. That's a usual thing.
A domovoy is a Russian house spirit. Nikita had read about domovoy in fairy tales as a kid, but here was his coworker talking about the mythical creature like it was an invasive house guest who had to be dealt with and mollified.
You just either feed him, or you just clean the apartment, or do something to just make it kind again. That's fine. My grandmother once saw one. And he was like this little old guy sitting in her chair. And it was a normal thing for them. I at first thought that, come on. And then at the same time, I thought, well, there's clearly something going on there. And this is the first time someone saying something apart from praise the Lord. Maybe there is something to it. I returned home and I started to conduct my investigation through the internet, the books, and Wikipedia. A lot of forums. That was actually a very interesting discovery for me. Russian forums are full of domovoy-like questions. How do you invite domovoy to the house in order to make the house more livable? How do you get rid of the domovoy because that's a satanic creature and so you need to get rid of it? How do you make the domovoy happy? How do you make the domovoy go away? How do you make the domovoy just appear so you can talk to it? There's so much about it. You can say that he is like this spiritual housekeeper. Keeping the bad spirits at bay, bringing luck in, maybe helping the owners of the apartment, sometimes cleaning up, sometimes warding off bad people. It's usually seen as a very helpful spirit. It was a very small gnome-like creature, usually described and seen as this old person. It was so small that, he could fit on the palm of your hand.
But what did a tiny gnome have to do with the giant snake who was terrifying Nikita's sister every single night?
When Domovoy felt like the owners of the apartment were not living up to their unwritten agreement, he would try to change their mind by changing his own shape in order to spook the people inside the apartment. But one of those that actually caught my attention was Snake. It was a very prevalent one.
Domovoy don't like change. They want their home to stay within the same family for generations. They don't want you painting walls or knocking them down, and they don't want you moving furniture around.
I did not really think on what exactly did he not like about us moving the furniture around. It's an alien mind in my understanding of it, and to try to understand it is a fool's errand.
Nikita learned through his research that there were two ways to get back on the Domovoy's good side.
And one way is basically giving him something to eat and saying that you apologize. Which, because I'm a stubborn person, I refuse to do because that asshole was messing with my family. And the other one, basically, from what I could understand, that was moving the furniture back. But once again, I'm a stubborn person. And in my opinion, as the owners of that apartment, we were the ones who would determine where the stuff stands. And so I refuse to do that either. It was, I think, on the third night after I really faced myself, considering what was happening, and thought that maybe that really is something supernatural.
Two more nights. And each and every night, the snake would slither across his sister's room, and she would wake up in terror.
I actually tried to make my own version of, I'd say, quote-unquote, exorcism. I was in the guest room. It's a big place with the TV and the couch, very comfortable. It was where we would have every New Year celebration, which in Russia we do instead of Christmas. It was the gathering point. That was the heart of the family. I specifically waited for everyone to leave the house because I didn't want to look like a loony. I walked to the middle, the exact middle of the room. And I was done feeling stupid at that point. And I just wanted to just burst. And so I did. I walked to the middle of the room and I shout that I'm going to call for the priest. And that if this night something happens again, there is nothing that's going to stop me from just kicking this thing out of the house. If it doesn't like how things are, who we are, or anything else, I'm just going to get rid of it all the same. And I felt
proud, and I felt like a man, and I felt like, oh, this is gonna solve everything.
The same night, we wake up at around 1 o'clock. And there is once again a scream. And this time I am rushing out, not because I am scared for my sister, but specifically because I'm just so angry at this thing, and I want to go there and I want to deal with it right there and then, because this was it for me. And I try to walk out of my room when my door slams shut, and with enough force to actually crack the door frame. And so I open the door just as forcefully, and I go through without even looking at the entire thing. I was not scared, I was just angry. At some point, it just gets on your nerves so much that you really don't feel fear, or at least the fear is just so far down your throat that you feel anger over just so much clearly. And for me, this the door slamming into my face without anyone holding it or anything really signifying that it was wind or maybe something else, for me that was just someone taking a jab at me. And I needed to take a jab back. And I go to my mother's room and I hug my sister, and I finally tell my mother that this is probably the Mavoy and that we need to deal with him somehow. And I am not sure she really took me seriously. She nodded and she agreed visually, but I have a serious doubt she really believed in this. It took her at least 2 nights more of the same thing to realize that maybe there is something to my diagnosis, I guess. And in about 2 days, she agreed to move stuff around again.
Nikita and his mom moved the bedroom furniture back to the way it was when his grandmother was alive. And that night, his sister didn't wake up screaming. The snake was gone.
Things were going as always. My sister nowadays doesn't even remember that she was having those nightmares. It magically went away.
So Nikita appeased the domovoy. His sister never saw the snake again. She went back to sleeping soundly, and everything returned to normal. Except for one thing. Every time Nikita left the apartment for work, or an errand, or even a trip,
I would come back to some part of my technology being thoroughly destroyed. My motherboard on my badass computer explodes out of nowhere for no reason. Then suddenly my iPad stops charging out of nowhere. Okay, I go and fix it, and a week after it stops charging again. Then my phone. The way I see it, after I messed with him, it became personal. Because I took a jab at him. I threatened him. And then, yes, I also was the one who kind of initiated the moving of the stuff in the apartment once again. I guess I can understand that. But I would never apologize.
thank you, Nikita, for sharing your story with us. We wish you the best of luck with that pesky domovoy. We want to thank Laura at the Paranormal Scholar for helping us find this amazing story. Dear listeners, this is not a journey where one can simply step off the train. No, no. And if you appreciate stories from real people, spoken in the bright light of day, check out our sister podcast, Snap Judgment. Storytelling with soul, cinema of sound. It's amazing. Spook is produced by the team that has never tasted a single day's remorse. Be afraid of Mark Ristich, of Anna Sussman. Our chief spookster is Eliza Smith. The original score was by Leon Morimoto. Additional sound by Lauren Newsom. You may never have heard of them because they don't want you to hear of them. But knowledge is power. Understanding is strength. There are steps you can take to navigate this dark path. Of course, the first and the most important is simply this. Never. Ever. Never, never, ever, never, never, ever, never, ever, never, ever turn out the lights. This story was summoned in the dark of night by KQED and PRX.